May 10, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Don't fret. Opening prayer. Lord God, in this day you have made, I join with all creation to offer you gratitude and praise. Read Psalm chapter 37. Of David. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow, to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked, for the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster they will not wither. In days of famine they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed. They will go up in smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked, or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Reflect. When you are troubled, where or how do you seek peace? In this alphabetic psalm, the word fret comes three times. It doesn't occur anywhere else in the Old Testament except in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 19, which is the same as Psalm chapter 37, verse 1. "Don't get yourself all worked up because of those who are evil," conveys the sense. The New Jerusalem Bible preserves the Hebrew association with burning. Do not get heated about the wicked. The international news is alarming. Commentators on the news are even more disturbing. This is the world we live in. A Christian response is not to put one's head in the sand, but to pay attention to the deep truth of Psalms like this that give us a godly perspective. It is still true. The wicked draw the sword to slay the upright. They borrow and don't repay, and they flourish like a green bay tree. Which may not be accurate botanically as a translation, but has the merit of short, memorable words. Now look at all the future verbs in this psalm. The wicked, who appear so powerful today, will be wiped out. Those who trust in the Lord to act will be vindicated and provided for. The psalmist uses the acrostic structure to weave in and out of this theme with a variety of metaphors. With the coming of Jesus Christ to this earth, the seeds of his kingdom were planted and have begun to sprout. We have intimations, both in the New Testament and in our own lives, of what will be, but how hard we find it to be patient. Trust the Holy Spirit to cultivate patience in your life. When the news disturbs you, remember that in the end, God will prevail. In the meantime, he holds your hand. Apply. Remember, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Closing prayer. Father, I pray for your peace as I stay informed about national and international news. Please show me how to be well and accurately informed, without fear.